Welcome to the latest announcement of the new books for Bedtime in the Public Domain. As usual, I'm your host, Blaine Dowler, and I have a couple of other odds and ends to announce here. So first of all, I will do everything I can to maintain the announced schedule, but at the time of this recording in July of 2021, we are about a month away from the birth of our first child. So depending on how my available time goes after that, we might end up having to adjust the schedules a little bit. I still love this podcast. I'm not going to give it up entirely, but instead of saying, yes, I'm definitely going to maintain something on this particular schedule, it might turn into one where when the recordings are done, they all get uploaded in one shot. So it may not be, as it has been, announcement on the first Monday of the month, first chapter on the second Monday of the month, continuing until the book is done every weekday, followed by an audiobook, and the new book starting the month after that one wraps up. That has been the schedule to maintain for a few years now. Ideally, that's the schedule we will continue to maintain, but life can be unpredictable. Anyway, so that's it for the heads up. Now for the actual announcement. We are going back to an author that we have heard from before. We're going back to H.G. Wells. Now, H.G. Wells has a few major works and a lot more published works. Of the major works, depending on who you talk to, there are either four or five. There's some debate about whether or not When the Sleeper Wakes should be included in the list as the fifth major work. The other four are pretty much undisputed. There is The Time Machine, which we have already read. That was actually book 9, which ran in December 2018. The other two books in that major four, outside from the one we're about to hear, are The Invisible Man, which I would like to get to, but frankly, even if I can maintain the schedule, getting to everything I want to get to on the list means living to about the age of 130. And new titles are added to the list every year as new books come into the public domain, as well as The War of the Worlds, which almost was the book done in this slot, but it still doesn't feel like the right book to do during a pandemic. If you know how it ends, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, well, I'm not going to spoil it for you at this point. So the final major work by H.G. Wells is The Island of Dr. Moreau. Now, I was working at a movie theater in 1996 when the Richard Stanley and John Frankenheimer directed version came out in theaters. I remember apologizing to my staff mates because we had four new movies coming out that week, or at least new to that location, and we did staff screenings Thursday nights, and I convinced them that no, Island of Dr. Moreau was going to be great because I think the book is great, and then the movie wasn't. And I felt the need to apologize to everyone because I know that I was the one who really pushed for that. In fact, that is a movie that's 96 minutes or so. Whatever the exact runtime is, the documentary about how that movie went so very, very wrong is about 10 minutes longer than the movie itself. So if that is your exposure to The Island of Dr. Moreau, set your preconceptions aside and come to this, because that movie was not the movie that anyone involved in the production actually wanted to make. So join us here next Monday for the introduction to The Island of Dr. Moreau by Herbert George Wells. Thank you for listening.